Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It was the only item out of 11 where I couldn't get my my opening bit. I didn't know what to do. I was very awkward, and I reverted to lowest common denominator humor that got a laugh. It got a laugh.
Oh,
I said, okay.
There you go.
I said, if I don't get the opening minimum bid for this item, I'm going to take all of my clothes off. And I remember my cousin Teddy when my mom was going to the assisted living facility and we're eating dinner together and we're having a really good meal. And he looks over and goes, Aunt Mary, won't have this food in the home. Can you take down that Facebook thing, please, that you
Why?
Put up? Because I'm fat.
Well, I mean, it's only up there for 30 days.
Yes.
I don't want it up there for 30
Tell
days.
Tell her you don't want to be an emperor penguin for 30 days.
I don't want to be.
You give me a foot rub, I'll take it
down. Oscar says, I don't want to be an emperor penguin for 30 days.
The big
I'm cute. Really taking it on today's
he
show.
He was a cute penguin.
I was a cute penguin.
Yeah.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. We are enjoying our second decade of the show that has become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in great places like Siegel, Iowa, Omaha, Nebraska, Freedom, Maine, Hamburg, Germany, Strawberry, Nevada. Never been there. Strawberry, Nevada, and Sacramento, California. Our hearts are with you out in Sacramento with that horrible weekend you guys had out there. Not fun at all. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let me see. So Rob Spiewak will be joining us tomorrow on the program. He reached out and wanted me to also give a C.W. McCall eulogy, which I didn't even know I had to give because I missed that somewhere along. I know the lady from Seinfeld passed away, but I guess... C.W. also.
This is a rubber duck.
If you don't know who C.W. McCall is, this is for Rob.
10-4, big fan.
Remember this, Oscar? Are you old enough to remember this particular song?
I'm going
to
take a wild guess. MASH?
No, this is just a big hit record. When CB radios were a thing. You're not old enough to have had a CB radio in your car.
It sounded like fun.
I used to screw with truckers when I had a CB radio.
The moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town.
No memory of this song?
Ben,
only
this
from the show.
Rubber duck, and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Cause we got a little convoy across the USA. La 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 la.
It's a beautiful sight.
Sorry. Respect.
We had a more primitive way of communicating in those days in Bolivia. We would burn bales of marijuana.
It's not related.
No.
Convoy singer C.W. McCall died 93. He'd been battling the big casino, and he was in hospital care in his Colorado hospice care, I think it is, in his Colorado home. He passed on April Fool's. So.
Certainly had a hit.
Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs.
Okay. Thank you. That was for our boy Rob, who will be joining us tomorrow. We were talking about the fact that, we hadn't heard from Rob over the weekend and we weren't sure what the schedule was. And then, of course, I opened an email that he wrote me yesterday that I didn't
read. Thorough. With detail.
Because it's been that kind of morning for me, Oscar Santana.
I get it. You had a busy weekend. Busy weekend.
Extraordinarily busy weekend and a good weekend. Good and bad. The good was we don't go out very often and just hang out. And we went to our favorite dive bar for wings on Saturday. And we decided we were going to go at a peak time and try to get a spot that is very rare at the bar to drink our beer and have our wings. And Carla went in before I did, and she got lucky enough to get the two seats at the end of the bar on the corner where you can observe everybody. And, man, I am telling you, that is a sweet spot. Every time we're in there, we bump into somebody that's got a story. Sometimes they can be a pain in the ass, but this particular time, it was nothing but laughs. It was nothing but interesting people. A guy from the United Kingdom who was fascinating, and another guy that looked like Bob Odenkirk with a ponytail, and then a woman who was about two seats down from us. And I have to tell you, this lady had a story that was very, her name was Wendy, I believe. And this lady, somehow there's a conversation going to my right, and Carla is, of course, on her phone, texting some stuff to the auction people so that she can donate.
Yes.
And so she's out of the conversation, and I hear, well, of course, you know, six times. And I said, she's been married six times? And the story went like this. No, she's been engaged six times. Have you ever heard of anything like this story where this woman, if she is telling the truth, and I have no reason to believe she's not, this woman was talking about getting engaged in a legitimate relationship with a guy six times and breaking off the engagement, not getting married. I think at some point, I didn't get into the real detail of it, but at some point she did it at the last minute. But
she broke it off.
She broke it off kind of close to the go time.
The prenup conversations come up.
I'd never heard anything like it. And she was as nice a person.
Yeah.
Didn't even seem all that odd. But, you know, when you're in a bar.
Drop that bomb in the middle of a conversation. You should be embarrassed by that. That's not a badge of honor.
Well, I don't think she brought it up, in fairness to her, you know? I don't think she brought it up. I think it was the other guy that she was with who she had known a long time.
Like I would break your balls and say he's been married three times.
That kind of thing.
Okay, well then if it's
and
friends,
I think he obviously indicated to us, it was so much fun because it's just like getting a stage show.
Yeah.
He had indicated that he still was interested in this woman.
Oh.
And so, but that they were just good friends.
Yeah.
And friends then I heard, well, you married six times. And, and I said, married? No, she was going to get married six times. And I'd never heard anything like that. Then the British guy who's on the far right, this is a little trifecta of people. He ended up moving closer to us when the two of them left. The British guy says, who sounded and looked a little bit like an old, well, he is old, he looked a little bit like Paul McCartney, and he said, well, you ought to come with a warning label, which I thought was which was fantastic. And I'm looking over at Carl. Awesome. I said, this is why we come here.
Yes.
This is why we come to a place like this. It was that interesting and that fun. And
you're the everyman. You don't belong at the Ritz-Carlton. You belong at the dive bar.
Well, I was at the Ritz-Carlton, you know, Sunday night doing the, you know, doing the job for the auction.
For the people.
Which was for people. It's I was basically removing cavities that night. That was a little tough. You thought maybe I had a fantasy that the pandemic would result in people opening up the purse strings, but it was a little bit difficult. And Oscar, I know we had a discussion about this on the bonus show. I know you walked me off the ledge, and I will tell you, I did my best up until a point, and then I can't help myself.
The turn.
The shock jock comes out, and the circus clown comes out, the lack of respectability, all of it. And by the way, I know Carla Facebook lived some of that when
did.
I was giving a little shout out to my friend. Carla, please don't ever shoot me in profile again. I mean, I look like a weeble. I look like a weeble. If that didn't motivate me, I don't feel, let me just explain this. I don't feel as fat as that guy looks up on that stage. I don't feel that
way.
I really don't.
Is the term taken aback?
By my size?
Well, because when I saw you 2 years pre-pandemic or right a year in the pandemic, into the pandemic?
I have
you're coming back from Maine the first time, so two summers ago.
Yeah, we
two
summers
ago, I saw Mike, and I was like,
"You, me, and Charlie went out."
Yes,
and had
we had a quick bite. I was like, "Oh, well, he's not fatter, but he's I don't remember him being this big. Him being this big when you got out of the Volvo, I was like, oh, this
you're like
is
the Louis Anderson line. Do you think he knows he's that big? Yeah, yeah.
But what doesn't help is when you can't close your jacket, even if you wanted.
I could close my jacket easily.
Why didn't
you? That's why. What?
Why didn't you?
Because I'm up there working. If I could, I'd do it without a jacket on because I gotta squeeze money out of people. It's a hassle for them.
You're
and
not
for me.
Fat. You're just bigger than I think we all thought you were.
I think I probably am. Yeah. I'm going to the nutritionist from hell on Saturday, where I'm going to sit down with this person who Carla said is no nonsense.
If you're not going to do it for yourself, do it for Rob.
You know what? Absolutely.
It's all
absolutely. I think that it's going to be an interesting sit down. I think 10 a.m. on Saturday is going to be the time. This lady goes into a health food store and sets up shop, and Carla swears by her, and we shall see. They've got apparently all this electronic equipment that they're going to put on me, and I'm going to get the straight skinny on exactly what's happening. But getting back to
pun intended.
Getting back to the idea, Michael has a sleepover on Saturday night, and Carl and I, and this came up the day before on Friday. So I was like, hey, freebie, I'll think of something. I'll think of somewhere we can go. And then as the day progressed, and I didn't really think of it, and Carla didn't really think of it, we're like, you know, let's just go out to our wing place. And it's that's what makes us happy. A formal sit-down, nice restaurant thing was not going to be in the cards. And lo and behold, we had a fantastic time.
Sounds like a great time.
The Sunday issue was Oscar, for those of you that didn't listen, I think this was on the bonus show. Oscar says to me that I have to go in without my usual DJ swagger, kind of sarcastic, snarky, kind of fun, but comedian-like, working the crowd and change that.
The term
it's
was,
not going to go over.
Like the big
uplifting.
Yeah, instead of the big D energy, you walk in with an uplifting energy.
And I did.
I saw the opening remarks.
Carla, well, that was for my friend, and it just was a slow descent into shock jockery from that. Because look, when I'm not getting minimum bids, you know, it's just it's frustrating. And but not so frustrating that I didn't cruise along with everything. But right at the end, I think it was one of the really nice packages that they were auctioning off. And it was the only item out of 11 where I couldn't get my my opening bid. And that's when I didn't know what to do. I was very awkward, and I reverted to lowest common denominator humor that got a laugh. It got a laugh.
Oh,
I said, okay.
There you go.
What did I say? I said, if I don't get the opening minimum bid for this item, I'm going to take all of my clothes off. And
Mike, God
suddenly,
bless you.
Any respectability, it got a pattering. There's nothing that's going to go over with this crowd.
I heard the room. I mean, the room.
It's
they
like
just
this.
Cared
this
about their it. Tables. Yeah.
But well, let's figure it out. And I also mentioned them. They're super generous for being there in the first place to do some good.
Yeah.
And to lift up these kids. It was for an after school center, and I was really really happy to be there again. Not quite sure if I'm going to be there for the third one. Not on my dot, but you know, that's a different story. That we'll deal with that a year from now. Anywho, when I did that, I think I got their attention because the vibe I got was distinctly, oh my God, we can't have him do this. You know, but it just,
he's
it was
unhinged.
A simple joke. There's like, you know, it's like fat. That's kind of the way,
down. If you have to break the ice, you break the ice.
And I hate, lo and behold, I got my minimum bid and then I got $500 more
there
and then I was done with it. And it was just, I don't know. I'm filled with, I can't, you know, the angst that I felt. I just don't know if I want to put myself through that again. And it's such a good cause. Somebody's got to do it. Might as well be me. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, so, and it's not about you. It's about them, right?
It's not about me, right? It's not. You were terrific. I was channeling your advice to me all the way along. If the shtick's not going to go over, then you do the sincere approach.
Yes,
that it's wonderful, and it is a wonderful cause, and it's a wonderful organization. So that I thought really, to be perfectly honest with you, I thought that would kill. It didn't. But we ultimately, I think, were very successful, but I wouldn't know. It's not like I get a report card or even an email. After it's all over, you're the trained help and they kick you out the door and you go home. And that's the way that goes.
I think that what you should be ashamed of is the way you look. The rest of the work looked great.
Thank you. That's very kind of you. Yeah, I need to. I've been here. I've been plateau. I've been at this stage, and I just love eating. I really, really do. Yeah. I really love eating, and I love eating at night. Well, that's what I love. I'm about to make what Carla indicates to me that if I follow this letter of the law, this is going to be a major, major lifestyle change. And I want to warn everybody associated with the show that I might, if you thought I was prickly before, I might be a little prickly coming in here with that.
The fasting, I think, kept you in check.
It kept me in check.
Right.
And then that kind of went out the window what it was fasting and dieting.
Okay.
Fasting and cutting out carbohydrates, which I think is coming again. I think that's going to come again, and that's what I know. But here's what's going to be difficult for me, and you probably can relate to this.
Oh, absolutely.
One of the things this lady is really, really into is the logging of the food.
Oh, and yeah.
Even when I've lost decent amounts of weight, I cannot stand that. I cannot stand that detail. You know how I am about that type of organizational detail. I don't care for it. I like to wing it. I like to kind of arrive. But I think if I'm writing everything down, it'll make me more careful. But I always know when I'm going bad.
May I give you some context with the write down? I agree. Noom offers that, and I do it, and I need to see it. But the idea, I guess the psychology that's been sold to me in the past before even Noom or whoever you deal with,
right,
is that if you write it down, it becomes real.
Okay.
Now.
All right.
I look at it, and when it works for me is when I compete against myself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want, it might be easier. Just send on your phone, say what you ate, and then and then have maybe Carla or your nutritionist just put that all into the system.
So I'll just take my little yellow phone and I'll say, Culver's Concrete Heath Bar.
Yes.
10 million calories.
So this is great.
Thank you.
And it also benefits the show.
Hey, Carla?
We could have a...
What's the name of your lady?
Hey,
what's
lady.
Her name? Sonia? Sounds like a prison guard. It really does. And can you come in here for a minute? I want you to tell Oscar what I'm going through Saturday. Here, come right on our microphone and lean in.
Hi, Oscar.
This is my wife, Carla.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Hi.
Oh, yeah. So you're in for a change. You're in for a new life on Saturday. I can't wait for Sonia to meet you.
Sonia.
What are they going to, Sonia?
You know, I have no idea what she's going to do with
you. Does she look like Brigitte Nielsen?
No, not at all. Whoever that is.
Oscar Suck, can you take down that Facebook thing, please, that you put up? Because I'm fat and I don't like seeing myself from the side angle like that.
Well, I mean, it's only up there for 30 days.
Yes.
I don't want it up there for 30
Tell
days.
Tell her you don't want to be an emperor penguin for 30 days.
I don't want to be.
You give me a foot rub, I'll take it
Oscar down. Says, I don't want to be an emperor penguin for 30 days.
hilarious. The big
one. I'm really taking it on today's show.
He was a cute penguin.
I was a cute penguin.
Yeah.
So what do they put me on? What machine do they put me on?
It's called the InBody.
Ooh.
Have you heard of that?
No.
So it will tell him everything.
A little closer to the microphone.
It will tell him everything from how much water is in his muscles to how much muscle mass he has. How many calories
1%.
He burns, how much fat he has. And it goes like so much. I don't
This
even
is good
know.
Information.
I
mean, this is really, good information.
It's amazing, though.
Good information.
What's he said that? It's good information.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really good information. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you for that.
All right. Thank you. Can't wait.
Thank you. Thank you. Penguin out.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
So if you use the memo recorder, then you can go back to it or have Carlo or even little Michael just put it into the system.
Yeah, I like the idea of dictating into it, doing the voice to
text. And then we could do like a smash cut every week to shame each other of what we've eaten.
Well, you know, I'd be lying if I didn't say that the last few days have been kind of a ramp up, you know, kind of a last hurrah. Like the addicts do.
How many hurrahs have you had in your life?
Not really, but I mean, I know that she's not going to tell me I can go out and eat fatty wings and drink beer anymore.
Isn't that protein, though?
Well, it is protein, but it's also, a lot of salt and nastiness on there, you know? It's what makes it taste good.
I think I might have told you this, but in...
Very awkward with this discussion.
At WVU, I used to go to the athletic center and work out. And on the wall for the football team, they had the amount of wings and calories that each wing bowl would bring to the athletes, just to remind them, hey, like, you eat six wings, it's this much calories. So
it's an astonishing number of calories.
Not healthy.
If you want to talk, I know that from just
except for Jimmy's. You know? Jimmy's are great for you.
No, Jimmy's are just as bad as every other one. I forgot what they are, but they're a ton. But if you're, if you're doing other things and you've got a certain amount that you can eat, there might be, look, I'll find out. I will turn myself over to Sonia, who just sounds like, well, hello, Mr. O'Meara. Yeah, we're ready for you right now. Okay. Yes. Now, put that probe right here. No. Thank you. Thank you very
you
much.
You compete against yourself, and that's how you win.
You do. How are you doing on your journey? You look like you've
great.
Done all right.
Oh God, this is so raw and so real.
Mm-hmm.
Once I got out of shape, which in fairness to me, the majority of my life I've been in pretty good shape. The pandemic hits, we're stressed out about 20 different things like every other American in the world, let alone running a business or a couple businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Then the last thing I thought I would think about or even think about is my appearance, because you just care about the next to do on your list.
Right.
And the advent of DoorDash and Postmates. DoorDash is our latest, the most recent advertiser. So hello, DoorDash.
Hi, DoorDash. We love you.
Good and bad, depending on if you're self-control. So for 2 years, I have been... Well, you're not going out. You can afford to eat out. By eating out, get anything in the city, healthy or unhealthy, delivered right to your door.
What's the most unhealthy thing that you eat on a semi-regular basis?
Well, I used to eat McDonald's on a regular basis. Semi-regular.
That's
semi-regular
about as bad
basis.
As it gets.
I haven't been to McDonald's in 3 months. No, 2 months. 2 months. 2 months. So I'm good.
Month
two
and
months.
A half.
2 months.
2 weeks.
2 months. 2 months.
Two and a half. All right.
Okay. But my journey back consists of what we're talking about, the Noom situation, where I dictate everything. Shannon puts it in a little system. But I also feel, and I kid you not, Mike, I feel happier, and in a weird way, I feel like my wife respects me more when I'm less schlubby.
File that into my category. Take that video down. Thank you very much.
And I noticed it this weekend where she's like, oh. Like you don't look as you don't look like a stuffed sausage in that shirt.
She calls it like it is.
Yeah.
I mean, like, oh, that's what Carla does. She tells it like it is. I mean, that's just the way
it is. It's hurtful, but it's true.
Yeah. Yeah. I here's what got me. When Carla told me that this lady I'm going to be going to see doesn't really have a sense of humor, you know, because fat, let me tell you what fat people do. I'm an expert on fat people because I am a fat person. Fat people make jokes about being fat and fat people cry. There's no in between. If you watch The Biggest Loser, yes. I am so sick of seeing fat people cry on TV or on My 600-Pound Life or I just can't. It's so difficult like that. Stop crying and don't make any more jokes. So I'm going into this with a matter-of-fact attitude, and I'll take all the crap she gives me. And as I said, I know how to do it. It's just a question of I like getting the numbers, the real numbers, and finding out what's going to happen.
Our health scare with Rob has really opened everyone's eyes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Rob's got some issues that he's dealing with, and hopefully we will be, you know, finding more about that tomorrow. But, you know, her name's Sonia. They're putting me on some sort of, you know, I picture the machine they're going to put me on. If you go back to one of the early James Bond movies where Goldfinger is putting him on that laser that's going right towards his genitals. No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. For some reason, that is in my head. That is in my brain. That's what I'm thinking about, you know?
Yeah, you need you need tough love. I mean, we all do once in a while.
Right.
And let me just add one more thing.
Yeah.
Everybody has a time and place when they're willing to do this. This is Mike's.
There's a place for us, a time and place for us. Fatty, fatty, McFatty, fat, fat, fatty, fatty, fatty. I'll be making my journey public as well. Not on a daily basis, perhaps on a weekly basis. And I'll let you know how it's going because that's helpful too. I've done that before and it helps me motivate. And I love your idea about dictating the food that I have and putting it in there like that. And, you know. That's going to be my journey. That's what I do. The problem is life is easier now, especially if you eat out to where places that identify calories on menus and things like
yes.
that. So that'll be terrific. What's tough is, but I'm also a creature of habit. I can eat the same thing on a regular basis
also,
and I'll know the calories.
Look, so. These high level nutritionists, because I've been, I just haven't taken the plunge. Just didn't seem like financially feasible. Mm-hmm. You can call them. You can send a picture of the menu, and they'll be like, this is what you should eat.
Hi, Sonia. This is Mike O'Mara. Yeah. I'm
Culver's.
I'm here at Rib City. And, you know, a boneless chicken breast. You know, Sonia, you don't come to a place called Rib City to eat a boneless chicken breast. You come because you want the pork products. And, you know, what better thing? I was wondering if I get the half rack with that. No, I'm going to use Noom as well, which I've used before, which is wonderful because they don't judge.
Great.
And it's all hands on deck. Yeah. It starts Saturday. That means, another week
of a hurrah.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. Yeah. I'm ramping up so that I will. I tried to ramp up so I look a little better for the auction, and I might have thrown two deck chairs off the Titanic. You know, it was not significant. And then, of course, the profile shot. By the way, I could have buttoned that jacket. And I was also, one other thing I wanted to tell you before we go to break here. I was also a handyman on Sunday.
Oh.
Now, you know, I have a golf cart, right?
Yes.
And you know where at Happy Valley, I keep my golf cart at my buddy Ole's house.
Yes.
And so I online bought a new seat for the golf cart because mine forever has had a tiny, somebody got into it on the passenger side with something sharp.
Box cutter.
And it's a little, like a box cutter, which golfers always have, just in case somebody pisses you off. And there was a little hairline cut. So drive me crazy. And I get this sail that comes across my feed and I buy the seats. And the big box comes to the house last week. And I said, I'll do this. And look, as far as I knew, it was just a few screws and no problem at all. It's turned out to be a two-day, four-hour project because I suck. And I didn't realize that in order to get to the seat, you had to remove every other thing that was associated with. And then they gave me the wrong hardware because the screws weren't long enough. So I'm dripping with sweat. My buddy Ole comes out. He's got family down here. He looks at me. He laughs. Then he helped me a little bit. Yeah. And that went on all day long. And by the way, This is my theory about Happy Valley and the area around Happy Valley. Mm-hmm. I think that these older people, because they don't do anything anymore, there are no hardware stores anywhere close. I remember Manassas. We had a couple of options where you could go to
the
hardware store.
Their house, they're paying people to fix them.
You could walk. They're paying people to do it. It's like, why would we need a hardware store? So the hardware store that I went to was the Home Depot. And so the Home Depot was roughly 25 minutes away. That's too long to go to a hardware store because these old people don't do dick when it comes to maintenance or anything like that. But when I got to the hardware store, which is the hardware store for the entire Gulf Coast of Florida, apparently, there are, and all I needed were bolts.
Yeah.
I needed some new, longer bolts. Mm-hmm. And I get down to that aisle, and that's where every 80-year-old man is in the state of Florida, staring mouth agape at the row of screws, which I don't know if you've ever gone into a hardware store.
I was just there for that. No, 0.0 help.
It's so hard to do to get the right. I finally found another old guy that's working there, and he was really helpful, and he showed me the right screws.
Oh, okay.
But I have to wade through. There's one guy, mouth agape, old man, sitting there with his cart in front of him next to the screws, taking up the entire thing. And I'm 2.5 hours into this project anyway, and I'm dripping with sweat because it's hot down here. Mm-hmm. And I was ready to lose it then. But then I finally calmed down. I got the right hardware. We put it together, and I think it's going to be okay. But there is a chance that the next time I'm in it, you know, if the seat like slides off, you'll know I didn't do it the correct way. But it's a dreamy new seat. It's a new seat. It's a very firm seat. It's got a nice little pattern on it. It looks better than the last one did. But, you know, it's just a strange world. When you're not in your own home and when you're not near your own tools and your everything is being transported, well, it makes you think two things. It makes me think, why didn't I marry better and invest better? That's what I think about when I'm going to my friend's house.
I think you married just fine.
No, I married fine with Carla.
Yeah, the third time.
My God, she's holding up her end of the bargain now. I mean, she certainly is. I mean, she's just, you know, I think she's out of here now, you know. Go earn, hon. Earn for me. Thank you very much. But it was, you know, it was a very full weekend.
Why didn't you just have the seat repaired with a leather guy or something like that?
Because I didn't want to be like all the other people and pay double for what I do to have the guy. I think a guy that knows what he's doing, this is not a difficult process, really, if you know what you're doing.
What color is your seat?
Tan with green, with a green piping on.
Oh.
Like a little but green thing.
But the cut was on the tan.
The cut. I didn't want to get it repaired. I wanted a new seat. I wanted to have
I would have thrown some Flex Seal on it.
It's golf cart status is what it is.
Okay,
you know, you get a nice new seat. It looks good. Get big wheels. It's good. I don't have the big wheels yet. Oh, by the way, did I mention when I tried to fix it the last time, I put my own wheels on the car and I put the nuts on backwards.
Oh.
And so when I was driving, this is the last time I worked on my golf cart.
This is new
information. And I took it around the neighborhood. This is back when I had it here and in my house, my non-Happy Valley house that looks like all the other ones. And I took it out around the block and I'm like, okay, wheels on. And I'm clapping my hands. Yeah. I was super psyched. And I get in the thing and I just want to do it around the block. So I do it around the block. I was like, okay. All right, we're going. I don't know what's wrong.
So sad.
One of these wheels is causing a little problem. And then I took it back and did that. So the moral of the story is maybe next time I won't do it. The next thing that'll be updated will be I have one particular tire, and it was a brand new tire that has gone bald on the left side of it. And by the way, and I think the reason for that is, well, you saw it on Carla's Facebook Live, you know, because there's one of these tires that's going, Jesus Christ, who's sitting in this right now? And I've played golf with guys as big as me.
Yeah.
And that's when the golf cart is saying, what are you doing? You're trying to kill me. Trying to kill me. That's my life. That's my life down here in Southwest Florida. I'm a mess, but I I'm a happy mess. I am a happy mess. I'm happy.
You seem like it.
Me.
Not at all.
It's been a fun couple of weeks. It's wonderful. We
you
have to
could
take a break.
Stroke out. Don't change your own tires. Do not change your own seat.
It's not physically taxing.
I get you know, that, but you're...
As long as they don't bend. We have to take a break, and we will come back with the homepage. And you, ladies and gentlemen, have the distinct honor and privilege of listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, everybody. I'm Mike.
If you missed the latest bonus show, you missed a lot.
I'm wearing a suit, but I'm not wearing a tie this time, and I don't care.
Full frontal.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hey, get your nose out of your shrimp cocktail. It's for the kids.
I don't like losing control. My face was melting. It wasn't fun.
Oh, my darling, knock three times on the ceiling if you want me.
If I'm going to rate mine for looks, I'm lucky if I'm a 7.
What the hell is going on?
The TMOS bonus show is your only chance to get that fifth hour of comedy power, and it's sent to your device every Friday. Try a week, a month, or a whole year. Your support keeps that comedy train chugging. Get your subscription today. Click the bonus show banner now at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Thank you, Jim Amato. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Chime, rather. Here's a question. Is that piece of plastic in your wallet doing enough for you? Because with the secured Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can start building credit with everyday purchases and on-time payments. You see, with Credit Builder, members can increase their credit history with no annual fees or interest. And having a good credit score can mean getting better car loan rates, or renting apartments easier, or just give you bragging rights around the dinner table. So, continue your credit journey with Chime. Sign up takes only 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at chime.com/TMOS. That's chime.com/TMOS. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Stride Bank NA pursuant to a license from Visa USA. Chime checking account and $200 qualifying direct deposit required to apply for the secured Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card. Regular on-time payment history can have a positive impact on your credit score. Impact to score may vary, and some users' scores may not improve. That's Chime, and we thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, and we start with Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon. They pulled off a great April Fool's Day prank on Friday night when they traded shows. I don't know if you were aware of this, Oscar.
No, I was not aware.
Kimmel hosted The Tonight Show, which is fantastic. And let me see. And Jimmy Fallon went over to Jimmy Kimmel Live, which I think is really cool. And they switched, and it was funny. Fans at both shows had no idea it was happening. That's the best part. After their respective monologues, the Jimmys did a live check-in. Fallon said, quote, "I love that we did this. I can't believe we pulled it off." He added, quote, "Jimmy and I want to have some fun with people mixing us up all the time." And they said they came up with this idea 2 years ago in April of 2020. Red Hot Chili Peppers were the musical guests on both shows, which is fun. I didn't see it. I didn't see a clip of it.
Exciting thing that's happened late night in years.
It's fantastic. I'm glad they did this. Now, on to Miley. Miley Cyrus caught COVID-19 after doing several shows in South America, but she's feeling okay and has zero regrets. Here's her quote. She said, "Traveling around the world, playing for 100,000 people a night and meeting hundreds of fans a day, the chances of getting COVID are pretty high. I have COVID now, but it was definitely worth it." Thanks, Miley. Miley was supposed to perform last night at a Grammy viewing party. We haven't talked about the Grammys yet. I know you watched it. To benefit Steven Tyler's foundation, Janie's Fund, which helps support girls who have suffered trauma and abuse. She said,
"Unfortunately, because I'm missing out on Janie's Fund, which sucks because it's a charity that's super important to me and my friend Steven Tyler, I'm feeling fine, so don't worry about me. Sorry, Steven. We'll have to walk this way another time."
There she is. Oh, so, that's Miley Cyrus, yes.
I don't know if you're seeing this, Mike, but we're seeing more people just here in D.C. get COVID-19. But the response that we have, and we still have people go home and stay home or whatever that may be.
Yeah.
At the workplace. But it's the new norm. It's just the new norm.
Yeah, I think that, you know what? Am I eligible now for a fourth booster?
You are.
I think I am.
You are.
So I'm going to get that this week. And I agree with you. I think that's just a... You know, like I was arguing with a person last night at the.
They're still out there after all this information.
You gonna get one every year? I'm like, You're gonna get 10. You're gonna get 10 more. You get a flu shot. Yeah. I didn't say. I was trying to be polite.
Yes.
You get a flu shot. You
every
fucking
year.
Moron.
Or maybe
so
they
why
don't.
Not?
Maybe they don't.
No, but it's just they turned it into a thing, and it's still a thing down here.
I think it's a thing. It's probably a thing everywhere. I'm probably just blind to it.
Well, I think that I look at it completely as a flu shot situation. Yes. So if it's every year for a booster, I don't care.
Every 6 months? Good.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it good. Do it good. Please. We never put too much stock into these, but some behavior expert claims that your coffee order can reveal things about your personality. Now, when we had the Starbucks downstairs in the old building,
yes.
Would you be a regular frequenter? Would you go
every
buy
day.
Coffee?
Every day.
Every day. What was every your what was your order?
Grande latte.
Grande latte.
That's
okay,
it.
Here it, this is your coffee order reveal things about your personality. I'm all over the board on this because I've gotten a lot of different things, especially as I get closer to the nutritionist. Thank you. Black coffee. If you get a black coffee, that's what Carla gets. You're focused, determined, and self-sufficient, but you also tend to be selfish at times. Anyhow, she's gone now. Anyway, latte. I'm a latte guy.
Yes.
Sometimes, not all the time. If you get a latte, you like to keep things simple and probably aren't that adventurous, but you're mild-mannered, agreeable, and happy to go with the flow. See, if you get a latte, I don't consider you a guy that goes with the flow.
Well, not when you have to captain a ship, but in life... Deep.
Right.
I don't make waves.
All right.
I'll do whatever everybody wants. I'm good.
I would say of all the coffees that I order now that I'm drinking coffee again, I get a cappuccino. And if I get the cappuccino orders, you're probably more fun than a latte drinker. Thank you. Appreciate that. That's wonderful. You're open-minded and not afraid to try new things.
But my father's a cappuccino.
He's a cappuccino person?
Exclusively, yes.
Espresso. If you're ordering espresso, you're adventurous, powerful, and you run a mafia family. No, I'm sorry. You're adventurous, powerful, and no nonsense, so you're not afraid to cut to the chase to tell people what you want. Hey, don't park over there. That's my spot. Due espresso.
That's what I get here at work, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
This is a little cup.
Okay. Oh, there you are. You're extroverted, which you are. You're outgoing, which you are. Maybe a, let me say, I'm sorry, that's no nonsense. Mocha is extroverted and outgoing and loud. Iced coffee, if it's a hot day, you probably just want to cool down. Thanks for that. I appreciate this. But if you order it in winter, you're a misfit who likes to go against the grain. Pony, what do you order when you get a coffee?
Oh, espresso.
Espresso, okay. You're you're adventurous, it says. Powerful and no nonsense. So that tells
me
this.
Well, as long as he stays in the States.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you order coffee with flavored syrups like they have at Starbucks, you're adventurous and not afraid of change. All these are adventurous and not afraid of change.
This is big coffee.
BS list.
My wife has the most complicated soy, chai, dirty, and that I, for some
dirty.
Reason.
Oh, how about that? Wow.
Just dirty. Upsets me. So much
what,
so.
You put olive juice in it or something?
No,
like
I
that?
Refuse to order it. I say... Okay. Order it on the app. I'm not telling this person 20 different things. It feels like a math equation.
Well,
and I like math.
Whatever you put in your cake hole is fine with me. It doesn't matter.
Thanks.
Speaking of putting in your cake hole, Easter, still 2 weeks out, but this should get you in the mood. Here we go again. I don't know how they make it into the news, but I have to put them in there because of their initiative. An official Peeps flavored ice cream has arrived.
Ooh.
Yes. Oh, God. Don't go. Ooh.
I'm not a Peeps guy, but I'm an ice cream guy.
They partnered with Cold Stone Creamery for this particular confection. The ice cream itself is yellow, and it tastes like Peeps. You can get it plain or with whipped cream, blue sugar sprinkles, and an actual marshmallow Peep on top. Yummy. There's also a milkshake version where they murder the Peep in a blender. They're available at Cold Stone locations nationwide for a limited time. And that was a free commercial. Thank
you. No, Cold Stone, they've got one in the O-Town, Olney, Maryland. I see my parents on the weekend. I will try it this weekend.
Oh, that's very, very nice. I appreciate you doing that. Moving right along, ladies and gentlemen. I have to go. This is a little something for you now. A 54-year-old man named Gregory Sorensen. He was pulled over and he was arrested for DUI in my fine state of Florida late Friday night. And he was driving a very interesting vehicle. It was a student driver car. Florida, Florida, I love Florida. It had the decals on it and everything. And the guy apparently was a driving instructor. He was alone in the car at the time of his arrest. Well, he wasn't really alone. It was just him and the open pack of Natural Light beer that he had in the back seat that was open and cold. He failed a field sobriety test, and his blood alcohol content was nearly three times the legal limit in Florida, which is greater than any other state.
I bet.
I don't know if it is. No word on whether or not the three 16-year-olds were waiting to be picked up by their moms outside of the liquor store after he dropped them off. There you go. We got to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen.
That job would drive you to drink, though.
I'm reading this story, and I picture, you know, you think he's coming back? You know, and there's like three pimply kids that are waiting to get their driver's test. Oh, life is good. We're going to take a break. We will come back with more fun and thrills. Oscar had a fight with his brother. Next.
And now, Tales of Aviation History with TMOS P1 listener, Captain Joel Rogers.
Well, folks, from the flight deck, this is Captain Joel Rogers. On behalf of all 61 members of your Frankfurt-based flight crew, it's been a pleasure having the 36 of you on board our transatlantic flight today. We've begun our initial descent into the New York area where the weather is scattered clouds and isolated thunderstorms. As a reminder, instead of duty-free shopping on your arrival, why not visit the Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center for all your in-flight needs. Target and Walmart have everything for your comfort and onboard snacking. Visit MikeOmaraShow.com and click the banner to place an order. Because of the headwinds extending our flight time to 77 hours, the local time is 7:25 p.m. on May 6th, 1937. Let me be the first to welcome you to Manchester Township, New Jersey. We know you have a choice in rigid airship travel, and we thank you for flying the Hindenburg.
Thank you, Joel. Appreciate that. Hey, we were talking about it before. I'm ready to dive in because we've tried Noom. Oscar's used it. I've used it. There's a reason why Noom works while other diets fail you. Noom uses psychology to give you the practical knowledge and skills that you need to build smarter, long-term habits and behaviors. The approach is based on scientifically proven principles like cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, which helps people better understand why they eat the way they do. Noom doesn't believe in telling you what you can or can't eat. Instead, Noom gives you the knowledge you need to make informed choices that fit your lifestyle. Now, it's no secret that I am going to this body analysis place, and I'm going to combine it with Noom because I know that Noom can enhance whatever you're doing. And that's what's great about it, and including the food tracking, which is obviously going to be a big part of what I'm going to be doing. It helps you reach your goals, and off days okay. Noom will course correct you. You're the boss. 5, 10, or 15 minutes a day. How much time you want to spend on the app is up to you. Here is a fact. More than 75% of users complete the program. More than 60% of users lose 5% or more body weight by 16 weeks. And more than 60% of users keep the weight off for a year or more. Oscar loves it. Carla has never looked better. Sign up for your trial today and get psychology-based support and motivation to reach your goals at noom.com/TMOS. That's noom.com/TMOS to sign up for your trial. So Oscar comes in today and talks about the fact that he's having a little issue with, I always thought the sibling that you get along best with, your brother Jose. You know, it's always your sister that you fight with.
I do.
Isn't that accurate?
Yeah,
right?
We've shared a bedroom for the majority of our childhood together.
Right.
So there's like a distinct power dynamic. He has the power, I don't. So
why does he have the power?
Because when we were kids, like it was.
He's older.
Yeah, he's old. He's 4 years older. Mm-hmm. You know, he decided if I went to bed with the wedgie or didn't. So that's the power. Like that's.
Well, I mean, brothers fight. It's a known
fact.
Not
in our house.
You didn't fight.
No, because my parents would beat us if we fought.
So, really?
We stopped that.
No physical violence in this house or yes. I'll kick your ass.
Yeah, it wasn't healthy, but we stopped fighting because we shared a room. My sister, the princess, had a room, her own room her entire time, but she's a girl. But my brother and I have always shared a room.
Was there ever any thought of taking your downstairs area and, you know, making it somebody's bedroom down there where didn't you have access to the
We did.
Like when he got older
by
or
the
anything
time
like
we,
that?
By the time we had the house in Olney, they're in college. So by that time, they had their own room. We had enough space for our own
room.
So
your brother and sister were both in college by the time you guys went to Olney.
Yeah, they were gone.
All right. Okay.
So the power dynamics for anybody that has a sibling that you're close to, they're usually the oldest rules the roost. And my sister's the oldest, but my brother's older than me. He's the middle child. So somebody's gotta be the lieutenant, which I'm fine by.
Mm-hmm.
Except when it comes to obvious, very matter of fact, math driven, detail oriented situations like this. My brother, my sister, and I were kind enough, and in fairness to my brother, he did most of this and he paid for most of this. We remodeled a new kitchen for my parents. Gorgeous.
In your house in Olney.
In our house in Olney.
Okay.
And everybody went in their own way, what they could help with. And my brother helped with the most.
How'd it turn out? Did it turn out
beautiful, gorgeous. It feels like a new home.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. That's
and the one outlier is an under cabinet refrigerator that was not available in, and he's going to kill me for even talking about this, was not available at the moment when we ordered all the appliances. If anybody that's ordered appliances lately, it takes forever.
Now, when you talk about under cabinet, you're talking about there's cabinetry on top and it slides in.
Yeah, that's a cabinet depth refrigerator that they already have. There's room in this kitchen, Mike. This is how great we are to our parents. Where there was a nook in the kitchen that was underutilized and nothing was in it, we built a hole built in into the kitchen with an under cabinet wine fridge that's supposed to go underneath. That's not
available.
All
right, so what's this refrigerator you're talking about?
The refrigerator holds wine and beverages, and we were ordering. My brother sends me a link. He says, how about this fridge? Because we were trying to find the right size fridge.
All right, so it's a smaller fridge to enhance the kitchen even more. And that's where we are with this. What happened?
Now, he asked me to measure. He sends me a diagram on Sunday evening. And I'm watching the Grammys, but I'll measure fine. No big deal. I measure.
So you went to mom's house to watch the Grammys?
I went to mom's house because I go and pay tribute every Sunday, and the Grammys happen to be on.
Do you have to bring a check when you
No.
Visit?
But this is part of it. We do a lot of printing and a lot of emailing when we're there. They ask us to do.
I love my jokes. So. Thank you. All right. I do.
This is tribute. My whole life is tribute for them.
I volunteer as tribute.
So I'm measuring, and under
Katniss Santana.
Yes, an under cabinet fridge, and these are wealthy people problems, not my problem, their problem.
Well, this is different when you're talking about wealthy people, but this is a long time coming. You're doing your folks a solid.
Yes.
This is three people that are working,
correct,
that are contributing to this.
My brother doing the majority of the work
because he has deep pockets,
and God bless him, yes,
right,
and he's paying.
Right, got it.
So he sends me a fridge from Overstock.com, right?
Okay.
And I know it's not a Gen Air like everything else, but I like everything to match. So, but I don't say anything, and I'm also not paying.
Might be opening the bratty door there a little bit. You might be opening your own little bratty door.
I'm there. I get it.
Yeah.
And for those of you that say, just go to Best Buy, we tried that when he was in town and it looked like garbage. Because you know what happens, Mike, when you buy something from Best Buy and you have a cabinet specifically designed for one model fridge, there are huge gaps on the side and it looks like garbage.
Okay. Yeah. It's just sitting there like in a hole.
So my...
Does Yoli knock back enough wine to justify a wine fridge?
No, my brother's planning a great resale value situation, so he's, they don't
adding
even drink.
A little panache to the
kitchen.
Yeah, they
don't even drink. It's fine.
When she moves to the assisted living
facility. We got Leisure World on speed dial. So, she does not like that joke, by the way. right down the street, same zip code.
If you don't laugh, you cry. I remember my cousin Teddy when my mom was going to the assisted living facility and we're eating dinner together and we're having a really good meal and he looks over and he goes, Aunt Mary, won't have this food in the home. Anyway, go ahead. You know, you gotta laugh.
So I measure out and the width of the hole where the fridge is supposed to go is 24 inches.
Okay.
The width of the fridge he sent me is 23 and a half. So you'd have a half inch gap on each side. I'm curious.
half inch gap or less?
Is it a quarter? 25 and a half?
Don't get me on this. I'm terrible when it comes to that. Pony?
All right. So, yeah, you would have a quarter on each side. If it's
a quarter
it's
inch.
Half 25 inch, and a half. Yeah, a quarter inch. Yeah, a quarter inch. A quarter inch. Okay. Thank you. You're quarter right, inch. Mike. Thank you.
All right.
So I'm curious. I'm like, this, I didn't say this to him. And if he listens to this, he'll know exactly what my thought process was. I was like, this goddamn skinflint. Just get a Gen AI for mom and dad. Like, what's right. happening? So I look up on my phone. And I say, well, what are the measurements of a Gen Air under cabinet wine fridge?
Much more expensive wine fridge.
It's like $2,000
more. $2,000
more? More. This one bad boy was $1,500 already. They're like $3,500. It's nuts.
Really?
Yes.
For a tiny little refrigerator to put wine bottles in?
I understand, but you got to do things right in my mind. So
stick it in the freezer. I mean, by the way, I like chilled wine.
I don't know what this means. I just know that I'm going to look. So I look at the measurements. I don't even say anything to my brother. I said, I love it. This is great. He goes, can you measure for me? I measure. And that's what piques my interest. The Gen Air under cabinet that would match all the other appliances.
Yes.
Is 23 and 3/4.
So it's too small.
No. 23 and 3/4 is actually wider than 23 and a half.
I'm getting confused.
The seam on the sides would be smaller.
So it's a perfect fit?
It's a
the
perfect
expensive
fit.
One?
The expensive one is a perfect fit.
But it's $2,000 more?
Correct. But I'm not an anesthesiologist. So I don't think, I just want to tell him what's perfect, right?
Well, if I'm getting the call and I found one that fits, how much is that? It's $3,500. I'm pissed.
You're asking me to measure.
Yeah.
I'm the lieutenant here.
Okay.
So I say to him, I said, look.
Now, let me stop you before you go on, because I have one question about this. So, when he called you,
yes,
and he said measure,
yes,
and then you measured, and he sent, or he ordered the one from Overstock.
He didn't even order yet. He said,
nothing's been ordered.
He sent me the schematics, the dimensions, and I measured everything out to see if it would fit.
But the cabinets have already been installed.
They're there. We just got
so
a gaping
the space
hole.
For this thing. So. All right. Well, I'm getting back over to your side now.
Yeah.
So you say it's not gonna look good because there's gonna be a gap, but I've got one that fits, but that's the one that's ka-ching ka-ching.
Yes. But this is where we fought. Where he said 23 and a half is as good as it gets. And I said,
he says that?
Yes. And I said, no, I actually did a quick Google search and I've got some schematics here that say otherwise. So I texted to him. Technology, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And he goes, but this thing, he goes, yeah, that's a Gen Air. I'm like, agreed, but there is something that would fit perfectly, and 23 and a half is not, this is not the model that's going to fit.
And then
perfectly.
What does he say after that?
He says, well, what are you trying to say? I said, well, you know, mom raised us. This is weird.
Yeah, by the way, you're not ponying up the dough for this.
No.
He is.
No. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I get it. Right.
I said, you know, mom always says, if you're going to do it right.
Oh, okay. Hold on a second. And then was that when I heard this sound? Is that when I heard this sound with that? That's pissing me off, too. I mean, it's not your money. I mean, and you're saying, hey, mom said, if you're going to do it right. Skin flint. Sorry, spent $1 million on this kitchen and only. For God's sake. And but in a way, aren't you doing that? You're doing this for your mom.
She has a lovely kid.
But at the same time, aren't you doing this for the ultimate,
I mean,
the eventual resale of the property?
Resale value. I wrote resale value. Leisure World isn't cheap.
This is a text argument.
Yeah. And then
what does he say?
So then he calls me. He says,
he calls you.
What do you mean, mom always said, if you're going to do it right. I'm saying, I'm simply stating the fact that you said 23 and a half is as good as it gets.
Right.
And I sent you irrefutable evidence that says.
That's what I like about you. You're a pit bull.
That says
you
no.
You can always find a better solution.
That says no. You can tell me you don't want to spend that type of money, and then I'll respect that. Just say, hey, not spending that type of money on under cabinet fridge for someone that doesn't drink. I'm good with that.
That is, that's fine.
But do you want a possible homeowner walking around, and then that's the one thing they're like, eh.
Is there any other space, is there any other utilization of that particular space that would be cosmetically acceptable?
I thought it could be a desk. We're on the same page.
Okay.
And then the
little, a chair would fit under it. It would look nice.
Because it's for a fridge. Unless you got a giant living there, that's not going to work.
Hey, I just have to fill out these postcards.
So he goes, fine. I'm not going to spend that much money on an undercar. I said, I wouldn't either if I didn't have the money.
Right.
That's where.
Right. So where is it stand now?
When you throw the dig, if I didn't have the money, to your brother, basically he's calling him cheap and calling him out. And I said, I don't want this to be a fight between us. He goes, well, you're making it an issue. And I said, look, if maybe we split this between Tati, you and I, maybe we could do something like that. That'll make you feel better. I was like, I know this was your project, but like, I'd love to help anyway possible.
Well, that's nice.
Yes.
That then you're offering to reach into your limited funding.
He goes, forget about it. I'll look for a better fridge. I just don't, no one else is helping do this. I said, I agree. I'm not doing it except for measuring here on Sundays. I'm fine.
But you found the solution.
I said,
if you got the Gen Air and then you're sliding into that little hole and all of a sudden it doesn't fit?
That's a possibility.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. I just feel like if you're going to tell me something like there's nothing better than 23 and a half, tell me there's nothing better in this price range for 23 and a half.
Hello, Jose. This is Oscar for Sub-Zero. How are you? Nice to see you. Fantastic.
And so that's what drives me up the wall where, I get it, you people at home listening right now, it's his money. He can do what he wants. I'm fine with that. But don't sell me on facts that aren't facts.
Yeah. Where did it end with him? Are you still fighting a little? Yeah, you are. You wouldn't have come in and talked about
it if you wanted. I wrote him a nice text back. I said, cooler heads may prevail. I said, I don't know why I made a big stink about this. I just know that you've done most of the work on this project. I love you. Order what you want. Let's just figure out what the best solution is. And he said, he wrote back, he goes, thank you. He goes, I'll look for a Gen Air. So.
Right. Did you know that Jose has a special ringtone for you?
What's that?
Did you know that? When you call Jose, this is what he hears on his phone. That's it. We have to take a break.
You got to do it right, Mike. You got to do it right.
You're not going to do it. Mom didn't raise us. If you want to be old, cheap, you know? Well, you're giving those epidurals out. Jesus, Jose. Come on. Dig deep. We got to take a break. We will come back with more fun.
He's going to murder me.
Speaking of cheap, Tony's moving in with Oscar. I found that out today, too. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ina Garten. My favorite podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show, is incredibly funny. But sometimes when I want to listen, my hands are full. Literally. It's not easy to download a podcast with a fistful of roasted eggplant spread covered with a reduced garlic aioli. Or if you're 10 little piggies or cradling a standing rib roast with a crispy Gruyere Yorkshire pudding. That's why when I'm in the Barefoot Contessa kitchens, I rely on Alexa. How easy is that? All I have to say is, hey, Alexa, play The Mike O'Mara Show. And the most recent episode plays right away. How easy is that? Even Jeffrey can do it. And I actually really hate him. In fact, we really hate each other. It's like being married to a hobbit. How tragic is that? TMOS and Alexa, they go together like little thin slices of salami and caperberry. Now back to my custard.
Thanks. Love you. Fine. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. Quality sleep is important, but so is getting enough sleep. Sleep duration is how long you slept compared to your sleep goal, which should be between 7 to 9 hours per night. Sleep Number can help you reach your optimal sleep duration, which means fewer cravings and less burnout. People who get at least 8 hours of sleep every night tend to consume fewer calories and have better reflexes. You know, one of the things, I hate to get back to it with me, but I'm planning on turning in when Carla turns in and getting more sleep. I think I have to do that. You have better reflexes, extended endurance. Sleep also boosts your serotonin, which is responsible for keeping you alert and less grumpy. Damn it! Anyway, and people who are sleep deprived tend to be more frazzled and forgetful. And people who are sleep deprived tend to be more frazzled and forgetful. Remember, sleepers who routinely use their Sleep Number 360 smart bed features get almost 100 more hours of proven quality sleep per year. Be like me, get a Sleep Number bed. Wouldn't sleep on anything else because a great day starts the night before. My sleep number setting is now a 65. Carla remains at a 65. She's consistent that way. Discover special offers now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/TMOS. I got one last week. Thank you. Thank you for supporting our longest serving client, Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Okay, Oscar, right before the show, you were discussing new digs at Podville.
Yes.
By the way, still waiting. Still waiting for someone to come and visit just to see a new face, but who knows if it'll ever happen. Pony is now going to be moving into your office, and Shannon's going to be bunking with somebody. What's going on with Podville?
Well, we're adding team players. And certain, and Mike, I think it's actually... pretty
team members or team players?
Team members. We're adding team members. Four new team members.
Oh.
Yes. In the next 2 months. And where I realized we have some efficiencies that we can create. Because look, the reality of having your own office in the middle of a pandemic, in the depths of it, made sense. Because you... don't want anybody to get sick. You want the best possible outcome when people are coming into the office. But now in a space where we're having rapid tests on a regular basis, they're available. We have PCR tests available. We need to maximize our space. It's just a business. These are
Charlie's
huge
not going
to
share.
Right? No, these are huge offices.
Charlie will not share. Don't let Charlie share. That's not right. He shouldn't share his office. No, he should have the corner office.
Charlie's not even in the equation for sharing at the moment.
Okay.
So,
Pony, look at how serious he's getting.
Right. Well, no, I was actually thinking about the plan. We initially had him bunked up at one point, and then we took that
down.
That's
ridiculous. He's the man. He's the main man. Yeah, or are you the main man? Well, you're both the main man.
Well,
in
leadership, Mike, there is no main man. We're a team. So
there's no I in team.
Correct. Right. So, I of all the people we were laying out within this. We came in this weekend, Shannon and I, and laid out a grid of how we could move people around to accommodate a handful of editors, Mike, because editors need their own space because they can't be distracted.
Okay.
So they should have their own space.
Get it.
And Matt Bloom doesn't actually have an office. He shares a production room right now.
Okay.
And I said, you know, Matt needs a dedicated space where we can talk shop, especially with Rob Spiewak out. There's a lot of work that Matt is doing on his end to just cover for Rob. We're running TMOS and Podville Media. I need him in my office so I can make sure that he's not looking at dolls on eBay and he can actually,
answer some questions. So, Tony, you're going to be living with the boss. What do you think?
Oh, I think this sounds like a great idea.
It's a larger office.
All of my dreams.
This man is lying.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the people that you could share an office with, I think I'm great for that.
I would have to politely disagree. I'm not a great person at being in the same office as anybody because of depression, anxiety, and ADHD.
What do you mean? It sounds like you're gonna stab somebody in the eye with a pen.
No. It's nothing like that. The only person that would be stabbed in the eye with a pen is myself from like freaking out from just being constantly.
So do you prefer to be alone with four walls and no one near you?
Oh, absolutely. It's what I crave 24 hours a day.
So what is Oscar to expect that perhaps like at some point he'll hear some gentle crying?
Oh, yes, constantly. It won't be gentle. It won't be gentle.
Really? Have you ever seen Pony cry just for no reason?
No, I've never seen him show any emotion.
This seems to be new to you, that you're not aware of the issues.
No, I know that. I know all of this about Matt. The problem is when he's alone, he's not effective. So,
what is the movie? All right, here's what I'm picturing. All right. I'm picturing
no disrespect, Pony.
Pony, not in your office, but maybe just outside of your office in the hallway or whatever. And Pony is... What's the movie with Kevin Spacey where he was the horrible boss that eventually gets kidnapped by his
It's Horrible Bosses.
Was it Horrible Bosses?
Yes, yes, yes.
No, I don't think it was Horrible Bosses. No. No, this was the serious one where he gets kidnapped and taken to the guy's house and the guy tapes him up and then he's cutting him and doing all sorts of. I forgot what the name.
This guy.
Somebody will know. Somebody will know what we were talking about. Kevin Spacey movie. When does the big move happen? When is it all going down?
In the next 2 weeks.
Very exciting.
Matt, listen.
Yes.
You and I are working on so many important projects together that it's just going to help the both of us have a shorthand communication to make sure that certain things are happening. Would it be fair for me to say that you, because at times, because of all the ailments you just mentioned, forget things?
Well, yeah, I forget things.
Wouldn't you want a buddy to remind you in the same
office? Can I make a request?
Jesus Christ, no.
Can I make one request?
Yes, please.
While you're working on all your important projects, could one of them be reaching out to the Twitch Amato team to see if they could throw a few newbies our way,
100%.
If that's possible?
100%.
Really like to do that. That was another, Rob was our liaison with that. Rob is, by the way, coming back on the show tomorrow. He will be joining us Tuesday and Thursday. We're not going to throw him right back into this. He's got some
stuff. Maybe a break, I think he said. A break?
Yeah. He's got some stuff to deal with, and we look forward to having Rob in there. And Rob's doing a lot of, you know, for those of you that are curious, he's doing a lot of behind-the-scenes work for the show, and we are very, very appreciative of this. I think this is just me, Oscar, and I know you're all about team. Yeah. I think you need the corner office. I think you, with the view, and you have the kind of office where someone has to walk at least 10 paces to reach your desk. And then get the chair that sits in front of the desk that's lower than your chair, so people will, you know, the line of sight will be looking up. I believe in old school.
Well, we could, really we could actually, Matt, if I'm not mistaken, there's going to be a fixed desk for you in my office. I'll make sure to place it lower than mine so everybody knows the power dynamic.
Sure, sure.
Yes. That's a good idea.
But you can sort, at my office, you'll have all the room to sort your knickknacks and gadgets that I can keep an eye on and say, what's this doing here? Is this getting to work? Well, that's dead money. Let's move this now.
I look forward to all of that.
Ever forward, Mr. Bloom. Yes. Ever forward. That's fantastic. I look forward to that. That's great stuff.
It's got a great window.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Okay.
They don't open, thank God.
On that, you have like one half of the building, right?
It's actually larger now. It's half and a half.
Are there corner? Do you have? Where's the corner window?
Mike, we're running a business. We're managing expenses. We're good.
All right. That's why I'm not there. Anyway, we'll be right back with the thing.
Picture Carla from Vegas or New Orleans.
Yeah, nice and dark.
The thing about it is he's got that big Dirk energy.
Dirk energy. Yes.
That was good.
The Mike O'Mara Show podcast is chock full of laughs and stories. Every episode improves your mood, lifts your spirits, and gives you more male vitality. But for maximum impact, you have to subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. Only then can you get
Big Dirk energy.
Get hard for your money back.
It's P1 Hall of Famer Dirk Vastrick. Big Dirk energy is a real thing. I've been listening for almost 12 years, and the TMOS bonus show always puts a smile on my face, a spring in my step, and let's just say there haven't been any complaints in the bedroom. Subscribe to the TMOS bonus show today and get Big Dirk energy. Click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Thank you very much. That's the stuff I love. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Mellower vibes are just a drop or a toke away with one of our favorite new sponsors, ladies and gentlemen. What am I talking about? Dadgrass. There it is. Oscar's got it in his hand right now. Dadgrass will take you back to a time when music was on vinyl, Delta was an airline, and hipsters were a style of jeans. Sit back, light up, and chill out the old-fashioned way. Sweet dreams, baby. Made of CBD. Oh, Dadgrass is legal.
Changed my life.
Organic smokable hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. Their 100% organic pre-rolled joints are very low in THC and high in CBD. So, you can enjoy the effects of CBD while keeping a clear head. And if you want the toke without the smoke, Dadgrass is also available in a CBD tincture made with the same high-quality hemp. It's easy to dose. The effects come on smooth. Chill out without getting stoned. It's like having a glass of wine instead of the whole bottle. Whether you're looking for a new buzz or a chill way to enjoy an old favorite, Dadgrass will leave you in a euphoric mood. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the old U.S. of A. Right now, Dadgrass is offering TMOS listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. Remember, man, that's dadgrass.com/TMOS.
Quick sidebar.
Yes.
The people
sidebar.
At Dadgrass are kind of send these over. Shannon's a good time formula gal. I am a classic formula guy.
Yes.
And what's funny is that we had put this order in roughly a week and a half ago. And I said, hey, Matt, where's the dadgrass? He goes, oh, it came in on Friday. I said, well, why didn't you, hand it over to your boy? He goes, oh, I had it sent to my house. He had it sent to his house.
You got some there now, Pony?
Oh, you bet I do. It's great.
You bet I do.
A good times formula. I love it.
That's good times, everybody. Hit the music.
What's that sound?
What a sound.
Did you hear that?
Make some noise.
Sound Town.
All right, everybody. Grammy Award winner. We didn't really talk about it today, Oscar, but here it is, the montage of the Grammy
great
winners.
Great award show. I hate
great award
saying
show.
It. I hated
really?
Them. I was pleasantly surprised. Well effing done.
Here's the montage of the winners.
Winner of Album of the Year. Record of the Year.
I'ma leave the door open.
Song of the Year.
I'ma leave the door.
Same song, right?
I'ma leave the door open.
Best pop duo or group performance. Best pop solo performance.
Guess you didn't mean what you wrote
Olivia
in that song about me. You said forever, now I drive alone past your street.
Lovely. There they are. So you enjoyed it. You enjoyed the Grammys.
It was
pretty decent show.
In Vegas? I can't believe it's the first time they've had this in Vegas. Mm-hmm. And you also know, Mike, you know this. A showbiz town like Vegas, the LED screens, the theater, the way they set everything up, there is no lack of, oh, do you want this? We have this. You want this? You have, for production value.
Do you think that that'll be a permanent site?
It should
or
be.
At least a site
it
for a length of time?
It should be the way it looks on television.
Nobody slapped anybody?
Nobody slapped anybody. A lot of jokes,
right.
Though. A lot of
that's
jokes.
All right. That's good. Are you familiar with Grandma Droniak? Do you know Grandma Droniak?
I am not.
She's a spirited old wench. And she, is leaving instructions for her funeral arrangements. Now, when my mom passed away, she did everything. She got right down to the last detail. And then, they were picking out urns one day. And my sister got a little sad. And my mom's like, I like that one. Let's go have sushi. So she was very, very well-versed in this. This is Grandma Droniak, who wants the family to know what she wants at her funeral. Take it away, Grandmama.
These are my rules at my funeral. Listen up. You could cry, but don't cry too much. Don't make a fool of yourself. Bertha is not invited. Don't let her in. And you better get drunk afterward. Take a shot for me.
Here we go, Grandma. Oh. Thank you. Grandma Droniak.
Thoughtful.
I just like that name. Hey, in D.C., did you guys have a tornado scare last week?
We did. You actually know it. It's like, is it the Sitco or Hess Station at the top of 123 right when you're getting off the exit at Tyson's Corner? The roof was pulled right off.
Doug Kammerer, I know that name.
Yes.
He's the weather guy up in D.C. I thought he was an anchorman, but in any event, I think, is he a weather guy
or an anchorman? He's the lead weather guy.
He's the lead weather guy on Channel 4,
Storm
I think
Team 4.
Storm Team 4, and he, on the air, is so concerned about the weather that he sees, he actually calls his kids while they're on the broadcast. Listen to this.
I'm tracking this so closely now. This is going to go right over my house. Can't you in there, buddy?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, man, I want you to get down in the basement. We got a tornado warning. All right. So I want to make sure you and Callie get downstairs as soon as you can. Okay. Yeah. Get down there right now. Get in that bedroom down there and just kind of wait for like 10, 15 minutes. Okay. Do it now. All right. Thanks, buddy. All right. So that was got to warn my kids because I know where my kids are doing right now. They're probably online gaming and they're not seeing this.
Yeah. Doesn't he sound, this is why I like this guy. Doesn't he sound like a good dad too?
Oh, yeah.
A take no S kind
yes.
of dad. Do it now.
Do it now.
Get down there. Do it. Get down there. Get down there.
That is structure. That is structure right there. Structure in the youth. Also know this. He didn't have to do this. I was watching it live when it happened.
Yeah.
Because he stayed on the air through prime time, like 8:30. And look, you don't just stay on the air in any market, let alone a top 10 market, unless there's something terrible that may or may not happen.
I thought it was cool. It was really, really interesting. We are living in a world right now where the idea of self-important celebrities is really in the spotlight. I welcome your take on this, Oscar, because I get it, but there's a self-important quality to this that just is off-putting to me. Jim Carrey apparently is going to be retiring from show business. I don't know if it's permanent, but... I don't know. It's something about this that rubs me the wrong way. Listen to Jim Carrey talking about his potential retirement.
I'm retiring, probably. I'm being fairly serious. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
It depends if the Angels bring some sort of script that's written in gold ink that it's going to be really important for people to see. I might continue down the road, but I'm taking a break. I really like my quiet life, and I really love putting paint on canvas, and I really love my spiritual life. And this is something you might never hear another celebrity say as long as time exists. I have enough. I've done enough. I am enough.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, it's just, isn't there something about that that's just like, oh, good for you?
That was probably a window into who he is in real life.
Yeah.
And while
I am enough.
I that's a lot of therapy, too. I do admire. That he is aware that he doesn't need more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's fine, but it's just the way he says it. Is like
he sounds like a complete douche.
He sounds like a total. I'm gonna paint.
It's not relatable.
And darn it, people like me.
Yes, that's exactly what it sounds like.
Like two brothers measuring out an under a cabinet custom fridge. Not relatable.
Within the next 3 years, he makes a movie. There you go.
Of course.
Isn't that a way of promoting your movie, right? When you say, hey, if the Angels
this
give me a script,
this is the
and
last
I feel
one.
Like
this
it's important.
One, yes.
All right, on another note, here's a guy that's not retiring, and I'm glad he's not. He's giving and giving and giving. There's a show, I don't know what it's on. I'm not sure the network. It's called Slow Horses, and Mick Jagger did the theme for it. Kind of sounds like other TV themes, but it's all Mick. This is the theme to the show Slow Horses that Mick Jagger recorded. Listen up.
Yes, a strange, strange game. Strange, strange game. Such a shame, shame, shame. Yes, a strange game. You got to carry the blame.
I like it.
True Blood.
Yeah, sounds like True Blood.
You're out on a limb when you're trying to get in. It's a strange game.
That just is a perfect meter for Mick. It really is. It's got the rhythm that I like with him. And by the way, if you didn't know, strange game. There it is. Yeah, I like it. And the show, I forgot. I think I've seen promos. Slow Horses. And Pony, if you can't, do you have enough free hands to find out?
I can do it.
And we're going to leave you today with something I have experienced. Now, this is going to go one of two ways. This was either not wanting to discuss the subject matter or just running out of time during an interview. I am no fan of Jesse Waters on Fox. I don't like him. I think he's a nozzle. But this is a moment. I watched this clip on video. Jesse Waters is interviewing Mel Gibson about his new movie with Mark Wahlberg. And I am telling you that Mel is wrapped tighter than a Super Bowl. It is weird to look at. They get to the point of the interview, and he asks Mel Gibson about the slap with Chris Rock and Will Smith. Mm. Mel seems like he's uncomfortable. And then Jesse Waters experiences something I have had happen on radio shows when a publicist intervenes and jumps in and says, I'm sorry, we're out of time with her baby talk. All right. I'm not playing this to be funny. I'm playing this so you can hear the feeling. If you are doing an interview, whether on television or radio, and you get a publicist doing this, you want to kill people. It is so baby talkie. Hey, I'm sorry. Listen to this. I've experienced it, and Jesse Waters gets a taste. Not sure if it's because of the content of the interview or whether they really are out of time. Listen up.
I was wondering if, you know, you had been the one that jumped up out of his seat and slapped Chris Rock. If you would have been treated the same way, Mel.
Hello, Jesse. Thank you. That's our time.
Have you ever thought about that?
Thank you, Jesse. That is our time.
Well, Mel, thank you very much for joining Jesse Waters Primetime, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you.
He handles it well. I have to give a tip of the cap to Jesse Waters because
what are you going to do?
That's our time. Well, excuse me. Oh, okay. You know how we handle it?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Thanks so much. Thanks for busting in like that while we were having a nice rhythm. And there are publicists that do that when they're doing a radio row or a TV row.
Yeah,
and they will come in and go, that's it. I'm sorry. We have to go now. And it's a power trip. They like hearing their voice. She probably wanted to be on national television. Pisses me off for Jesse Waters, even though I don't like him.
You'll be happy about this. Slow Horses is on Apple TV Plus.
Okay. All right. And that's good. That's Soundtown, by the way. Thank you very much.
Now leaving Soundtown. Please come again.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You wonder, Mike, why after you'd make fun of the publicist, it'd be hard to get guests next time.
Hi, everybody. That's it for the Mike O'Mara Show today. Thank you very much. Good luck with that wine cabinet or whatever the hell it is. We got to roll out of here. We'll be back tomorrow. Rob Spiewak's going to join us from home. And we look forward to talking to him and lots more fun and thrills. I'll talk about my son and kind of melting down with a sleepover. Yeah, we had to go collect him. That's always fun at 11 o'clock at night. For Rob Spiewak, Matt Bloom, Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long. We'll see you next time, everybody.
Ciao,
Want
ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Sayonara, sucker!
Wow.